You're listening to SBS News.
The Israeli military has struck Gaza's only Catholic church, killing 3 people and injuring 10, as hundreds of displaced Palestinians took shelter in the church's compound. The attack on the Holy Family Catholic Church has been confirmed by the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, who released this statement.
This morning at approximately 10:20 a.m., the compound of the Holy Family in Gaza, belonging to the Latin Patriarchate, was struck by the Israeli army. The people in the Holy Family compound are people who found in the church a sanctuary, hoping that the horrors of war might at least spare their lives after their homes, possessions, and dignity had already been stripped away.
The statement continues.
The Latin Patriarchate strongly condemns this tragedy and this targeting of innocent civilians and of a sacred place. However, this tragedy is not greater or more terrible than the many others that have befallen Gaza. Many other innocent civilians have also been harmed, displaced and killed. Death, suffering and destruction are everywhere.
The victims were 60-year-old Saad Salama, the church's janitor, and 84-year-old Fumia Ayed, who has been receiving psychosocial support from the Catholic charity Caritas Jerusalem. A funeral has been held for them, while the third victim remains unnamed. Pope Leo XIV has expressed deep sorrow over the attack, conveying his condolences through Cardinal Pietro Parolin. He's calling for dialogue, reconciliation, and lasting peace, and spoke of being close to parish priest Father Gabriele Romanelli, who was slightly wounded. Israel's foreign ministry has posted an apology online, stating that a full investigation would be conducted. The Israeli Defense Forces has also acknowledged the strike in a statement.
An initial inquiry into reports regarding injured individuals in the Holy Family Church in Gaza City suggests that fragments from a shell fired during operational activity in the area hit the church mistakenly. The cause of the incident is under review. The IDF directs its strikes solely at military targets and makes every feasible effort to mitigate harm to civilians and religious structures, and regrets any unintentional damage caused to them.
Following the attack, U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to express his frustration over the incident. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump reacted negatively to the news of the strike.
It was not a positive reaction. He called Prime Minister Netanyahu this morning to address the strikes on that church in Gaza. And I understand the Prime Minister agreed to put out a statement. It was a mistake by the Israelis to hit that Catholic church. That's what the Prime Minister relayed to the President.
The United Nations has also condemned Israel for the strike. Spokesman for Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Stephanie Tremblay, says attacks on places of worship are unacceptable.
The Secretary General strongly condemns today's strike on the Holy Family Church in Gaza, a place of worship and a sanctuary for civilians. Attacks on places of worship are unacceptable. People seeking shelter must be respected and protected, not hit by strikes. Too many lives have already been lost. There's an urgent need for an immediate ceasefire and the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages.
Meanwhile, health authorities in Gaza say while the strike on the church killed 3 people, 24 others have died in other attacks across the territory. Palestine's deputy permanent observer to the United Nations, Majid Bouania, says the people in Gaza face death every day.
You evacuate one more time, forcibly displaced again and again, and get killed on the way, or stay put and get killed where you are. Every decision they are making while we speak is a life and death decision. Every single day, every single hour, every single minute. But it is a Russian roulette with a bullet in almost every chamber. Whatever decision you make, most probably somebody is going to die.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.